Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, for 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples in unexpected times and places. And the disciples did not always recognize him immediately. In the gospel reading today, the disciples did not recognize Jesus again when he appeared, at least not right away, as they were fishing on the Sea of Tiberias. As the gospel story suggested, crucified and the cross, disciples worried about their future. So they were tempted to go back home and to the trade that they knew and did before they met Jesus. And so it happened, according to the gospel reading, that seven of them, headed by Peter, went back to fishing. But it was a bad night for fishing. They caught nothing. Then a man standing on the seashore shouted to them direction where to cast their nets for a catch. Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. They obeyed this order. But order that ultimately gave his identity away was when they were able to haul the net in because of the quantity of fish. That the disciple who this man was. Exclaimed, "It is the Lord." You know, I like the imagery here very much. It was only when they put out into the deep, it was only when they cast their nets, it was only when the abundant catch was hauled in that they recognized the Lord. All these elements in the picture sum up what John in the Gospel says, that he, Jesus, revealed himself to them in this way. You know, in this picture, we see ourselves in the disciples. Can you imagine how many times, like the disciples, we find ourselves also in the dark night of our life, catching nothing? A feeling of barrenness and of emptiness. But in all of these, like the disciples, we suddenly see a shadowy figure on the shore. We do not always recognize him immediately, but he bids us look at our situation, and he commands us, cast our nets into the depths of our hearts, into the depths of our lives, for an abundant catch. In other words, in times of darkness, of emptiness, of frustration, of difficulties, of failures and defeats, we, like the disciples, are to open our eyes, ears, and hearts wide to recognize that these times are Jesus' way of revealing himself to us. Yes, in troubled times, when Jesus reveals himself to us and asks us to cast our net into the deep, what can we expect if we listen to the Lord? Let me suggest the answer with this short story. This is a story about a ship lost at sea for many days, which suddenly sighted a friendly vessel. From the mast of the unfortunate vessel was seen a signal, "Water, water, we die of thirst." And the answer from the friendly vessel at once came back, "Cast your bucket where you are." A second time the signal, "Water, send us water." This went up from the distressed vessel. And was again answered, "Cast down your bucket where you are." Now a third and fourth signal for water was answered, "Cast down your bucket where you are." Now the captain of the distressed vessel at last, heeding the injunction, cast down his bucket. And you know what? It came out full of fresh, sparkling water from the mouth of the Amazon River. Yes, I am very sure that when we cast down our bucket, we will find fresh and sparkling water from the font we were all baptized in. I am very sure that when we let down our nets like disciples, our catch will be great and abundant. So these are the lessons of our gospel text. Like the disciples, we just need to open our eyes, ears, and hearts in order to see and hear and experience the risen Lord coming into our lives in many ways, circumstances, and events. Like the disciples, when we recognize and accept the Lord in our hearts, in our lives, we will be blessed with the abundant catch of fish. Finally, let us remember that the abundant catch of fish has to be hauled up and pulled to the shore. Every hand is needed for this endeavor. We need one another in our family of faith. I pray that we will remember these lessons during times of losses and sorrows, of family, social, and world conflicts, of political, financial, and cultural difficulties. Let us always remember that the Lord is risen and He is there always for us. Amen. Hallelujah.